This is Dr. Bill Deagle, Newton Medical Report, hour number two. We are going to try to track down Harley Slanger. Couldn't get him just a moment ago, but we will be. We will be going over a lot of things. I'm going to give you a start with a break for a moment, and we're going to cut to our commercial break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. So watch these and do get these products. They're going to help your health and save your life and your health. We'll be back in a moment with hour two of our Newton Medical Report.
Red Deer Velvet PR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Sinus Poly. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world through the calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt. With bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole
family. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced Allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi,
microbacteria, hi, Harley, and parasites. I tried to get you.
It penetrates body
I'm glad you're picking up
and
now.
It is non-toxic to tissues.
Okay.
Pathogen resistance
ready to
cannot
go live
develop
here.
For long-term body optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease.
And we have, on the show now, we have Harley Slanger, so... I want to talk about some of the latest issues. What's going on in Europe regarding the SARS coronavirus? What's happening?
Well, there's a lot of discussion in the European Union about what kind of resources are going to be needed. In Germany, they're admitting that they don't have the resources. They're not prepared. They're sort of hoping nothing will happen, which I think is a little silly. But the German government has been trying to save money on healthcare and on public health, not so different from most of the Western countries. So either this is going to change quickly, or I think we're going to have a potentially very serious problem.
Well, the public health director in Hong Kong stated that he expected, and he was one of the most revered in the world, actually, that this would affect 60% of the world population. Now, I have data directly from the communists inside China. And I also have Dr. Francis Boyle, who put the 1989 Bioterrorism Act in the U.S. government to try to stop all these BSL labs from being produced. And by 2015, there was 30 times more BSL-4 labs in America than before 9/11. And other countries like Wuhan has been building one for the last 30 years in China. And they had previous two leaks. One of them was the leak of the 2003 SARS. This new one is a unique genetically modified organism, which is by sequencing by not only Indian scientists but elsewhere. It has four genes from the AIDS virus. So you have to monitor the CD4 cell count, because if you get the terminal stages of this, it causes a cytokine storm. But before that, you get a drop in lymphopenia, where your lymphocyte count drops like a rock, and then you die. And it's six times more lethal than the 1918 plague. So that killed over 100 million people. So this one is projected, if we don't stop it, to kill 1 in 10 humans on Earth, or 750 million. Now, I have the solution for it. I've been working on this for decades. And I'll just give a little bit of my background so people understand when I answer your questions. The German government, and if you have any contacts, or the U.S. government, anybody, needs to talk to Deagle. Firstly, I have the first line defense kit, which I built for decades. I trained 48 years ago when I worked on my honors degree in biochemistry and genetics, my PhD in oceanography and genetics under Dr. Robert Brown, who was a bioweaponeer working at Bethesda in the Rutgers campus, Class 4 facility underground in New Jersey on the T virus. In 1994, I got converted to become a spook because I got above top secret clearance and I worked on classified projects, including U.S. Space Command, Missile Defense Command, NORAD, etc. In 1997, I was a reference man for Reserve Admiral John Hughes, and the federal government for the CDC, FBI, FEMA, and the Department of Infectious Disease, University of Colorado, working on war game simulation for radiological, chemical, and biological terrorism. We did three simulations, one on the NOAA computer of a potential smallpox that was weaponized from Cairo. It was supposed to travel to Oklahoma City and then try to track how it would spread and how fast it would cause havoc. And we did that, and we expected 90 days it would kill 93 million Americans and affect over 90 countries. We did two live simulations, one at the Performing Arts Center and one at the downtown Denver. We had a sprayer out the second floor window, and we had hazmat military officers that I was supervising. We went to local hospitals, and they were supposed to back calculate if they're exposed to a radiological, biological, chemical agent, then quarantine them and treat them so they wouldn't die. And in fact, all our simulations, we killed everybody. I met him again, the CDC and FBI director and FEMA director, with the director of infectious disease in 2001 in March at the Amsmark Hotel with a special meeting of the military and other personnel that had been involved with these classified projects. And they told me about the advanced planning for the release of weaponized anthrax and micronukes in the city, which by plausible questions I asked, it was going to be New York. So I knew about the World Trade Center demolition and the demolition of the Pentagon months before it happened. So did Susan Lindauer, who got renditioned. She was a CIA agent. And so did other people like Barbara Honegger. What's happening is I've been preparing. So I was watching the plagues, like the 2003 SARS plague, collecting equipment and technology, 2000, the H5N1, then the H1N1 in 2009. And this one here is most definitely a weaponized super plague. The data I have is that by last Wednesday, they had over 160,000 cases in China and 25,000 deaths. They're lying like crazy. And the communist government has had an attempted coup about 6 days ago against G and his cronies.
It's cancer and vascular inflammation
because people are getting extremely angry. There's 88 cities as of 4 days ago that are actually quarantined
with 200 milligrams
in China.
More power than prior
the sulfur dioxide cloud over China is so great that the contacts inside the military and so on have told me they can detect the sulfur dioxide in our satellites over China. And that's because there's so many crematoriums that are burning human bodies. They've actually increased the sulfur dioxide in our satellites to pick it up. This plague has potential to cause medical martial law around the world. I have the solution. I'm the only one who has the solution. They're both not only personal. I've taken Dinus Pauling's equations in rife, and I've worked out atomic resonant frequencies that will jam the virus. The spike glycoprotein and cetetramer can be blocked at 270.176 Hz. I have also the block of the nogalase, because all viruses and cancer and pathogens generate nogalase to knock out your macrophages, because you can't kill a pathogen with antibodies. You can only kill it with superoxide radical, which is 100 million degrees, and with active lymphocytes. So when you have nogalase, it knocks it out. So I know how to neutralize nogalase using scalar technology, and also we also have intravenous technology. I talked the other day with my colleague, Dr. Dan Royal, who does it in his clinic and cancer patients in Las Vegas. The problem is the government and the regular medical doctors are in kindergarten. I'm not. And I have solutions for it, and if you don't do it, this is the gun that runs the potential of actually killing most of the citizenry on Earth, right?
Does that
make sense?
Well, I can't really comment on that, Bill.
Most people can't, actually. It doesn't matter.
Well,
here's the thing. I went over the kit, and I'll just say briefly. Number one, we have antipathogenics to kill it. We have things that will stop the cytokine storm. We have airway protection and antiviral topicals, and antiviral will strip off the RNA and DNA capsule of the virus. I built this up over years because I knew it was coming. When I did my war game simulations with the government, and I saw what they had answers in 2001 before 9/11. And I was the exit examiner of the Alpha P. Merrill building in 1995. And one of the five told me in great detail how they removed U.S. Army Corps engineer micronukes, RDX, high explosive core, C4, pineapple in the building. And nanothermite, I knew that they were going to do something. And I had already known in advance that they were planning on 9/11. So when it happened, I almost lost my control of my vehicle, driving my kids to charter school in Littleton, Colorado when they did 9/11 in 2001. So it's not a surprise to me these plagues are out there, and it's not just our nation. With the fall of the Soviet Union, all the biopreparate starving technologists brought their bioweapons to Tehran and to Syria. So if we start a conflict with these countries, we're not just dealing with missiles heading to Israel and Europe. We're going to be dealing with advanced bioweapons being released all over the world by various countries that are going to try to attack us with the poor man's nuke, which is a bioweapon. And the public health people, for example, in North Korea, they decided that this now is incubation is not 2 weeks, it's 24 days. So they're now guaranteeing in North Korea that you have to be quarantined if they can detect it. But the CDC kits that they send around the 50 states and Canada and China are defective. They get false negative and false positive tests. So you don't sequence the virus, you're making a mistake. Plus, it's an RNA virus, which means it can mutate. So I have a background in all these areas of expertise and almost half a century of experience. I'm one of the top guys in the world. So my words have to be taken seriously. If we don't get control of this, we'll probably have medical martial law in Europe and Canada and the Western nations by the summer or fall. In China, it already exists. Their regime in China, it's very likely, unless they get control of this, they're going to have a collapse of their 1.4 billion people, and at the current level of lethality, at least 15% of their population, or somewhere around 15% of 1.5 billion are going to die. That's what my prediction is. And this is going to change the structure of society, and people don't understand this is all by design, because these maniacs have been planning this for a long time, haven't they?
Well, there is a population reduction faction.
Look at the Duke of Edinburgh. He's actually said more than two decades ago he wanted to come back as a virus to kill most of humanity. Look at the World Watch Institute. Look at the Council on Foreign Relations. Look at documents from the Georgia Guidestones. I mean, this is a principle of high-level demonic masonry. They tell you in advance what they're going to do, and then they go and do it, and people don't believe them because they think it's ridiculous to think this stuff. The problem is, people like me, my days of being Rodney Dangerfield are over 2 weeks ago. When I put my video out on January 27th, because I have not received the adequate level of respect I have, whether it's in the media or the international press, whatever, whether it's dealing with 9/11 or the globalist agenda or whatever. Those days are over. My days as a man of lick spittle, as they say in Britain, days of Rodney Dangerfield are over. People are going to show respect or they're going to die now. That's what's going to happen. Pretty nasty, but that's the way it is. And I want them to know that just grabbing people that have a high temperature in a thermal scanner in an airport is not going to stop the spread of the virus. If you can be growing virus and spreading it before you even get symptomatic or get a temperature, you can spread to dozens of people before you even get sick yourself. This is the sweet spot for the most dangerous pandemic in human history. It's going to make the Black Death of the Middle Ages look like a garden party. That's how bad it is. So,
well, as I said, Bill, I don't have a medical background. I can't really.
I know. I'm finished my spiel there. I would like people to ask questions. And here's the thing: the geopolitical situations. I know Germany is trying to do this, but the thing that you can respond to is the Germans have gotten a hold of this idea of the green agenda, and they're trying to switch to solar power. Now you're living in a northern state in Germany, and they're trying to shut down coal and use of fossil fuels and other things. And the Germans are, to me, I don't know why they're doing this, but they're taking one of the most industrial and smart people on the planet, and they're using this green agenda that Bernie Sanders clause, this maniac communist, wants to do in America, and he's got a lot of older young people that don't think. This is an extremely dangerous thought. You want to move to something, you move to tokamak fusion reactors. I've talked about it for 12 years on my show. The Chinese last year actually built a tokamak reactor based on my design. They have it operational in China. This year, they plan on mining helium-3 crystals on the moon surface and bring it back to Earth to start selling tokamak fusion reactors. Chinese people are smart, but they got communism, and the communist system doesn't know how to respond to a public health disaster like this. They're literally welding the apartment doors of buildings so people can't get out. They're taking people off the street and in vehicles and jamming them into trucks in open-air places like gymnasia with hundreds of beds. The communists are completely bizarre. And those kind of policies, if they're done in Europe, where they just think you're going to test somebody's temperature and it's going to stop, or even turn test kits we have, are take too damn slow. You have to quarantine somebody and monitor their PCR for 30 days. You're not going to be able to, where are you going to put them? Civil detention camps? So they haven't thought this through, and if they think it's just going to go away, they're delusional. Now, everything else, the other thing is the green agenda that the people in Europe are doing is completely bizarre. You don't have reliable power from solar or wind, and you certainly don't want to do the Russian plan, which they're doing in Northern California, which is to create solar in space and pump it through with a high-powered microwave beam through the upper atmosphere. That's nuts, especially because they basically seeded the upper atmosphere with nanoparticles, thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, so they can control weather, earthquakes, etc., and use literally weaponize the planet. I know that because I worked in Space Command. And people are not aware that the alternatives that are being thought about in Germany and elsewhere are completely non-scientific, and they don't really fix the environment. They don't. If you want to fix the environment, have total recycling. You want to fix the environment, make sure the smokestack doesn't put up pollution. You don't go and switch to alternative energy. You transition to nuclear fusion reactors and having plasma lines that are going to be protected against EMP or supernova that's going to knock out the power grid. But we're not doing anything. Our society is suicidally stupid. So what are the...
I can't disagree with that, Bill. I mean, look, this has been what LaRouche has been fighting for.
Well, he was a genius. LaRouche had a vision. He had a vision of a future mankind that was going to become a galactic civilization. LaRouche was way ahead of his time. So far ahead, he ended up in prison for it. So... You know, even his Four Powers Agreement and everything else, I mean, we can convert Belt and Road idea from China, so not be a projection of their power, but to elevate first and second world nations and third world nations so everybody has a decent meal, a car, a pen, and has air to breathe. You know, in some cities in China, I have friends that have gone over there, there's so much pollution you can get an inch of dust on your car just by leaving it outside overnight. They had to shut down a lot of the industry when they had the Olympics a few years ago in China. That shouldn't be. It should be no matter where you are in the world, whether you're in a big city or not, you're not going to be in danger of losing your power grid and having people starve to death or die of hypothermia or have no production lines or no cell phone access. That can all be hardened if we properly understand the nature of the universe we live in, which is both beautiful and violent. But you know what? I think
if I may say something, because I've been listening to you now for
20 minutes. I talk too much. Go ahead and tell me what you're...
All right.
What's going on in Europe?
Look, one of the things I think is slightly off in what you're saying, in saying that China has these problems because they're communist. All of Africa has these problems because they're undeveloped.
You've got a point there. You're absolutely... China's trying to do something, but they're just doing the wrong thing. You're right. When this virus hits Africa...
They're actually in the process of changing things for the better before this thing hit. Let me just develop the point here, because what the Western policy is to keep the poor countries poor, keep them as sources of cheap labor, cheap raw materials, keep looting them.
I agree.
What the Chinese have done, and it's not that they're going to do this in the future, they're already doing it. They're building infrastructure in Africa. They've asked the Japanese, the Indians, the U.S., and the Russians to work with them. So far, because of the pressure on President Trump coming from the regime change faction, he has not, even though he's personally responded very well with Xi Jinping, and he has talked to him quite a bit, he calls him a friend, he's been unable to get support from his own party, much less the Democrats, to participate in the Belt and Road, or even to develop infrastructure in the United States. So the problem, as I see it, is not that China's communist. That is a problem.
Well, it's just a different kind of problem. Each one has a different shade of...
Give me a chance to talk here. The point I'm making is that China has not fully developed its whole economy. They're in the process of doing that. We, on the other hand, are tearing down our full-set machine tool economy. And the United States, working with Western European countries through the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and others, is intent on keeping Africa and South America poor. So the problem in the world is not communism versus capitalism. It's stupidity and greed and corruption of a speculative system versus the efforts of countries to develop physical economy. And where you've seen efforts being made, for example, Iraq, Libya, several other countries who tried to develop, they were targeted for destruction by the Western countries, not by China and not by Russia.
Okay. Let me add a little slant here that needs to insert right now, and you're absolutely correct in everything you said. But here's the thing. We haven't had true capitalism since the Hamiltonian days in America. If you're a small guy, let's say a welder, and you've got something in your garage you worked out, you can't get the finances to get the machine tool to expand that to a smaller medium company. So we haven't had real capitalism in the West here for a long time. And communism in Russia is not, or China, is not even Marxism thought up by Karl Marx.
But you don't have
well,
communism
let, let, let me finish. This is important to finish, okay? Let me finish my comment, and then I want to hear your response. The problem with all these political systems is each one has a different shade of stupidity. In communism, and this is what happened the first few months, and they're getting criticized, not only internally but externally, is they tried to hide this problem before, when they knew something was really going wrong in November, rather than coming out. Now, they're coming out now, but it's too late. And what they're doing now is extremely violent against their own people. Rather than looking at what they can do to stop the spread of the virus, they want to just grab people that now have a temperature or they think are sick, even though they're not properly testing them. So in the West, you're right. Each problem is in each area, like Africa that's underdeveloped, or in the West, we think we're going to be able to handle this. I just talked to my brother, who's a pharmacist in Nova Scotia, and my other brother, who is a pharmacist in a hospital in Texas. What people don't understand is each area of the world has their own problems and their misappropriation of funds and applications to solve any problem, whether it's healthcare or finance or machine tool die. In America, our corrupt politicians got wealthy by shipping business to other countries in the world, especially to China in the last 30 years. And so we've lost a lot of machine tool die industry there. And now with this crisis, a lot of the parts made in Wuhan and central China are not available to build automobiles and things in the West. So we have an integrated world economy. They're now 17% of the world economy. This coronavirus is going to shut it down, but each area has their own particular problem. The image you're talking about, well, Belton Road, yeah, this is really good. There's good and bad things in everything, okay? The good thing about it is if they take LaRouche's four planned powers idea, and if they take the Belton Road to actually raise up the first and second and third world nations so everybody's got a decent job, manufacture trains and other things, everybody will raise humanity up and also not destroy the environment while they're doing that. And then we'll have a stable earth and a stable power grid and a stable financial system that will not be open to manipulation or future, you know, debt bubbles and things like that. Because the Chinese, you see, don't want to buy into the debt bubble system that's in the West. It's only a matter of time before the debt bubble that the Western banks have created is going to blow up in our face. The Chinese are not stupid. They don't want to do that. But you see, we're trying to strong arm them to make them force into a debt bubble situation. They don't want to do that. So they backed even the yuan with gold. The Four Powers Agreement, what you've talked about, is that all the currencies should be backed by gold and they should not have non-tariff barriers with, you know, manipulating our currency. The Chinese are smart enough to study other systems like our Hamiltonian and other systems you've talked about. And so what I see happening, this challenge of this coronavirus, the challenge of world trade, is raising issues. And in many cases, America already solved it, but we don't use those technologies now. We don't use Hamiltonian refinance. We don't use all these other things. Even Trump, when he was campaigning in 2016, talked about the idea of getting away from the Fed Reserve and the bubble bank system. Right now, American debt's so high, and what do? We get more debt. Right now, even under his regime, 3 years, our debt's going right through the friggin' ceiling. It went really crazy under Barack Obama, and it started with an illegal war in Iraq that shouldn't have been prosecuted at all. At least Trump has a sense not to do another stupid war. But, in other words, we're not saying that one guy's right and another guy's wrong. Everybody's scoring low on the test. It's sometimes just different reasons that they're scoring low. And China, communism caused them to not jump on this right away and do something, or to have their BSL facility not totally secure, so the thing leaked out. And on the West, our healthcare system is sick. It bankrupts people. 83% of the people that go bankrupt already have health insurance. In the East, they don't have enough doctors. Right now in China, I'm sure that they're short of doctors and health professionals. When this crisis really gets going, they're not going to have the resources to handle it. So each country has their own reason why they're scoring low on the test, let's put it that way. It's not just one issue. It's a whole smorgasbord of screw-ups.
I think it's a little different. Let me give you my take on it. The problem is there's an economic system that has proven itself. It's not free market capitalism, which is what most Americans think. They have some view of a free market where the market has to be left alone to adjust itself. That's sorcery. That's just a theory for the dumb and blind to justify how the rich get really rich. The system we've had since the 1971 in the West has been a speculative system based on financializing everything, turning everything into a financial product. This was done not by liberals or conservatives. It was done by bankers who adhere to the British central banking system.
Exactly.
The Bank of England, the offshore banking.
You're right on the money there.
The Federal Reserve is part of this. The Bank of Japan is part of it. The European Central Bank is part of it. They're functioning on behalf of the wealthiest private interests in the world, like BlackRock, which is managing $7 trillion in assets. Now, at this point, we're facing a bankruptcy. And I'm not talking about China. China is not facing bankruptcy, although we'll see what happens with this virus spread and whether that does have a profound economic impact. But up to this point, China is not facing bankruptcy. In fact, they're continuing to grow, continuing to help other countries grow. Right. We in the West face bankruptcy. And the best example of this is what's been going on since September 15th with the repo markets, where every single night the Federal Reserve produces anywhere from $30 billion to $100 billion in new cash, which they disperse through the banking system, largely through the largest banks, but also now increasingly directly to the hedge funds, so that these institutions, these financial trading companies, have money to buy back the worthless assets
right.
that other ones are being held on the books of banks at face value. Then the next morning, they go back and buy back their paper and pay interest on it to the Fed, which means that overnight, all they did was essentially an accounting trick to make it look as though the assets they're holding are liquid and have some value.
Right.
But in fact, everyone knows they don't.
Right.
Now, here's the point, Bill. This is now rippling through the hedge fund system. There are reports that one or two major banks in the West are facing a liquidity situation which is not being helped by this overnight lending because it's too big.
Right.
The hole is too big. Now, therefore, what did Jerome Powell say when he went before the Congress? He said, actually, everything's going really well. We have almost a perfect system right now. Now, he knows that's not true. He's basically saying that what is true is as long as they pump tens of billions of dollars nightly into the system, they can have an accounting trick to make it look as though the illiquid companies are still solvent. But they're only solvent when they get that flow of money. Next morning when they return it, they're insolvent again.
Let me give you an analogy to make you laugh when you hear this, because it fits exactly what you're saying.
And then you can do that.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before the insolvency shows up the next day. And what the Federal Reserve is afraid of is an intraday bankruptcy. That is, during the day, before the money comes in at night, that one of these companies will have their loans called in or their outstanding assets challenged, and they'll collapse. And that will trigger a domino effect through the system. So what Powell is saying when he says we have a system that's almost perfect, he means that provided you don't have one of these interday bankruptcies, you have the capability to paper it over every night. Now, in the meantime, papering it over means that the credit that should be going to new industry, credit that should be going to infrastructure, that should be going to education, to
or some guy in a welder in his own back garage inventing something new can't get it manufactured, and there's so many regulations and things that the little guy or the medium-sized company can't develop new technology to bring
it
to people.
And medium banks have no access to credit to loan to them.
Right.
So what it means is we're skating on the thinnest of thin ice. Now, people know this. Bankers know it.
Before you finish, I want to insert this idea. I'm a trauma doctor. If I had somebody come into the emergency department in one of the major hospitals I worked at, and they're bleeding to death, we try to put pressure on the bleeding, and we give them IVs, and even if necessary, blood. But you can't keep them blood to a patient. You got to get them up to the operating room and fix the artery that's been lacerated, whether it's a piece of windshield or whatever in their chest. What you're saying is basically the bankers are just giving more and more blood, and if they stop giving blood to the patient's going to die on their way to the operating room. And you have to understand this is not by mistake. It's on purpose, because they have a plan to collapse the system at some future thing, and then whatever system they're going to bring in to replace it is going to be much more noxious. It'll be an e-commerce system where they want to track every citizen on Earth. And this thing with the SARS, by the way, is on purpose because the globalists are wanting this, because we have World ID this October. By this fall, and I have this from my last October, I got this from my intel sources, because I got intel sources, they want to track every U.S. citizen crossing any state border. The only reason why you do that is if you have a bioweapon like SARS. And it ties directly to the fact they want to collapse the world financial system and create a new system that gives the banks and the people behind the banks even more control. Right now, for example, if the Chinese are correct in a lot of things, right? If we don't have a money system that's a bubble system, if we have currency backed by gold, if we have four powers connecting the four major economies, then you have a stable world economy system that will not have a future blow up. And what we're seeing happening even under Donald Trump with USMCA 3, which is Zone 3, which is US, Canada, Mexico, and the fact that the bankers are pushing to try to absorb China into the bubble system, this is very dangerous, because at some point they're going to pop the bubble and we're all going to be captured in a system that's going to make the 1929 crash look like a party, right?
Well, Bill, and here's my point, that all this talk about China this and you know, what's the problem with China, with communism, with we don't have real capitalism. We have a fraudulent system.
Every system is fraudulent.
The upper 1% of income brackets, and they have enormous power. We see it again. Look at the election campaign. Outside of Trump, what do you have? You have Bloomberg moving up the polls because he's going to spend $300 million to a billion dollars on his campaign. Now, this is a classic example of an oligarchy. And in the meantime, the American people are being told, well, we're in a recovery, things are going really well, it's almost a perfect system according to Jerome Powell. Well, it's a perfect system if you're already a billionaire. But if you're someone who's trying to produce something, if you're trying to raise a family, if you're trying to move into a home, to move out from your parents' living room, it's not a perfect system. And the problem is that as long as they keep telling people that the alternative is China, Chinese communism, they're smearing what's being done that's good by China in order to keep people from understanding.
They're doing some good things and doing bad things. Everybody is. What we got to do is we got to take a list of what everybody's doing that's good and bad. You know, it's like one of the things I teach about the Bible thing about God. Evil is not the opposite of good. It's the absence of it. For example, some of the policies we learned when we got away from the British Hamiltonian financial system, these were light. They were bringing light to the economy so we could start building up the United States to become the superpower. Those policies have been forgotten. Our current financial system and corrupt politicians have exported 60,000 factories since the last 30 years. We've done corrupt things to put so many regulations that the industry is dying here and it's growing elsewhere. Now we are facing the singularity and factory production is even going to wipe out the need for even third world slave labor because it'll all be robotics. We're not prepared for the future. None of the nations. That includes not just communist China, but the West.
Well, Bill, yeah, that's true. But here's the point I want to get across. There are too many people who are picking and choosing nonsense from the media to fit their existing profiles.
Oh, of course they are. That's
how the British do things.
Mm-hmm.
They use profiles to tell you that your particular group is good, but everyone else is not good.
Yeah, right.
And so they're doing that right now with China. Now, I will say this. The most durable model of economic development in the world right now is the direction the Chinese are going. Not that it's perfect, but the idea that you're training your young people to have skills in productive activity, productive labor, in scientific work, so that you actually have a growing cadre of people doing research and development. That's what we used to do.
Well, then having a government that
funds it.
Let me back you up on that.
What we're told here in the United States is that's authoritarianism, dictatorship.
Let me back up your comment. 85% of the politicians, I have this from my business contacts in China, 85% of the politicians in China are engineers or scientists. 85% of our peoples representing local, state, and federal government are all lawyers. Duh. What do you think?
Well, and the point there is it's not just that they're lawyers, it's that they've been miseducated to think that success is based on who you know and whose rear end you're kissing and going with the existing profile and the existing paradigm. And so anyone who thinks outside of that paradigm is a threat. Now, this is something that the reason we set up the Schiller Institute is there was a German genius named Friedrich Schiller who made an incredible point that's a simple one, but it's quite important. And Schiller, by the way, worked very closely with the poet and playwright Goethe. He worked with Alexander von Humboldt, who was one of the great botanists and biologists. And von Humboldt's brother, Alexander, was the one who set up the German education system, which in the 19th century was the best in the world. And in fact, Benjamin Franklin tried to model the American system by what Lessing and von Humboldt were doing. But anyway, Schiller made this point. He said there's a difference between what he called the bread scholar, the person who learns what they need to know to make their bread, to make money, and the true intellect who loves the truth more than any system.
Right.
And therefore, they're willing to tear apart everything they believe if they find out it's wrong and go for what's true.
Right.
Now, that's what a scientist does. That's the definition of a creative scientist, that you're not wedded to a set of beliefs. You're wedded to the search for truth. Now, what we have is a bunch of brainless idiots who are wedded to making a career, to celebrity, to having accumulation of riches. And to do that, they've given up their actual creative personalities. And that's what evil is. When you give up your belief
you're precisely
in the
right.
truth, you give up the belief that there's a truth and that all you have to do is make it for yourself, that makes you an absolutely useless person, but it makes you a pawn for the Satanists who will use you for their ends.
Well, that's why I refer to the British system and the Queen and the Canary Square and the people run by the Rothschilds as being the seat of Satan, and the United Nations on an old slaughter field given by the Rothschilds to the United Nations so that they could build their building there. People don't understand that what's going on is that all the wars since the Napoleonic War are banker wars. All the conflicts, including world wars, are caused by bankers. All the horror of what's going on in terms of the dialectic of chaos and balkanization, the Iran-Iraq war, the breaking up of the PNAC Project for New American Century, the fact that we're trying to force China into the bubble economy, and the Chinese are smart enough to realize if you get into a bubble, eventually somebody's going around with a hat pin and burst that bubble. And they already went through the thing with the Communist Revolution to give them their iron rice bowl so they wouldn't starve to death. So what people in China understand is the version of capitalism that the West wants to sell to them is counter to common sense and decency. They know enough and confusion.
Well, and they also know it's collapsing in the West.
You know, yeah, exactly. And they know that whatever the West collapses it completely, they're going to capture China and cause a lot of death of a lot of people because, like...
Well, remember what Trump said when he talked to Xi Jinping. He said, I don't blame you for taking advantage of the World Trade Organization rules and the free trade agreements. That was our bad. We made a mistake destroying our country. And so when Trump said to Xi Jinping, we can work this out because I don't hold you responsible... There was also a very interesting statement the other day by Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister.
Right.
He was asked, why do you think there's so much tension with the United States? Aren't you ready to acknowledge that Trump is a problem? And Lavrov said, not at all. The problems between Russia and the United States are the problems created by Barack Obama.
Right.
And so Lavrov, who's Putin's top collaborator, foreign policy operator, and who agrees with Putin this completely, said that the problem is not the United States per se, it's not Donald Trump, it was Obama.
Right, and of course...
What did Obama do?
Right.
Obama, according to Lavrov, was committed to his own personal pride and his own personal legacy more than he was the good of the United States.
Well, it was even more than that. Let me add a commentary you'll like. He was a creation of Zbigniew Brzezinski, the author of the Grand Chessboard. And the Grand Chessboard is, by again, the British, the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, etc., all these Masonic organizations, was they don't care if it kills billions of people. In fact, they like that. They don't care if it causes a collapse in the economy and destroys people's future or their hope. They don't care if it pollutes the earth and causes destruction to phytoplankton dropping the oxygen concentration of the earth. They, in fact, want that. And people have to start grasping the fact that the evil in the world is the absence of good, not the opposite of it.
Well, and here's the point that needs to be grasped. The coup has been disrupted in the United States by the acquittal of Trump by the Senate.
Right.
But it hasn't been stopped. And you can see that in terms of the absolute furor that developed around the Roger Stone sentencing. Now, I'm a friend of Roger, and I can tell you that when Trump says this is a travesty, that he's been treated horribly, that's understating it. I mean, Roger had nothing to do with any crime against the vote in 2016. He was not involved in anything with the Russians. He was set up by the FBI. They sent a Russian to meet with him who said, if you can get $1 million to me from Trump, I can get you the wiki, I can get you the emails of Hillary Clinton. And Roger walked away from the meeting at that point and said, I don't believe you and I don't trust you. It turned out the guy whose name was Greenberg is actually a Russian who was working for the FBI. So they tried to set him up. It didn't work. And so they concocted this story. They did the typical thing of an 11-hour interrogation where at the end of 11 hours he said something different than he said on one point.
Yeah, I know. In other words, you can make somebody lie if he has a shade of... If he has a different shade of the truth or whatever seems to be mistaken, then they call it a lie and therefore they're going to prosecute him. Now,
But that's called a process crime because it had nothing to do
with
the election.
Here's what we have as a problem. We have Comey out there with book tours. We have Brennan actually being paid for, I think it's the Criminal News Network, CNN, and we've got MSLSD, and all these people are running around doing book tours and everything and making money
or being paid. Let me finish the point on Roger here because this is really crucial.
It is, yeah.
The point on Roger is that he helped shape the campaign of Donald Trump.
Right.
Because of his genius as a political operative.
Right.
That's why he was targeted. Now, the person who he supposedly threatened and intimidated, which is called obstruction of justice and witness interference with a witness,
right.
That person said he didn't feel threatened by Roger. He and Roger always talked that way to each other. Roger said to him, listen, if you keep this up, you'd better watch out for your dog because your dog's life isn't going to be worth a damn thing. Now, Roger loves dogs. He'd never hurt a dog, and the person who said this knows that. So what Attorney General Barr said is the idea that someone who is convicted of a process crime in a jury in Washington, D.C., where the foreman of the jury was tweeting to the New York Times during the trial against Roger Stone, what Barr said is that a 9-year sentence is completely out of whack. And so the Justice Department is going to review it.
And by the way,
Schumer comes out and says, we should impeach Barr. Now, this is where you see that my point is the coup is not over.
Oh, no.
To defeat the coup, you have to understand what the goal of the people running the coup is. It's not just getting rid of Trump. It's keeping the United States in the World Trade Organization free trade globalized system.
Right.
It's imposing on the United States green fascism, the green financial bubble,
exactly,
and the shutdown of physical economy. It also includes keeping the United States in permanent wars. So that's the intention.
Exactly. You got it all ready to run down the line. Now, I know Roger. I've interviewed him many times on my video channel over the years. And I support Roger, and I think that Donald Trump will give him a pardon. Mr. Barr is being attacked, again, just like Roger was, because he's an ally of Trump, and Trump is disrupting the New World Order. Both the Rhino side, where we have people like our Mormon idiot, I'm not going to mention his name to give him any credit, from Utah, senator, and the Republicans. And here's one of the things, 8 Republican senators voted against Trump to try to curb his War Powers Act power, and they didn't succeed because although they passed a resolution, he needs 67% to actually get it approved in the Senate. What I see happening is people don't understand the New World Order people will stop at nothing on the left or the right. They don't care if it's Democrats or Rhino Republicans. They want to stop Trump, and it doesn't matter. They also want to stop any future president from doing what Trump's doing. So the whole idea is the New World Order, and that ties right back to the British and MI5, MI6, don't want Americans to have a future where a small industry can grow to become a medium and large. They don't want to control the debt so we will pop someday, like 1929, and blow up the economy and people starve to death. They want to crush third world nations and make sure they stay poor, like you said. The way to get to fix the system in China was we called communism, because we like to use labels. And to be honest with you, China or Russia don't have true Marxist communism. In the last 30 years, roughly, 80% of the new billionaires are communist Chinese.
Well, and Bill, here's the...
And so they're not really true communists. I mean, the same with Russia. Oligarchs are running everything, right?
Here's the overriding point. There are 4 countries in the world that are strong enough to overwhelm the force of the British financial system and the Wall Street partners they have.
Right.
Those four countries are Russia, China, India, and the United States. Each of those countries has good reason to join together to defeat this British system.
I wouldn't include Russia yet, Ray, as far as an economy. I'd say Europe. Yeah, Russia is a fifth power that if we properly let them not be rained down. But remember, we replaced killed the Romanovs, which are cousins of the British royals, on purpose 100 years ago because they put MI6 went in there and killed the Romanov family, and then they put in the Jesuits in conjunction with the Vatican, and one was handled of Vladimir Ilyich Lenin was a Jesuit. People need to understand the British and their minions have controlled the world and started most of the wars.
Europe is not unified, and Europe is not going to play a role in this.
I know that that's a problem. They want like that, though, didn't they?
I could give you the whole example of how the German government is falling apart day by day by day, but I'm not. Russia actually has no debt, and they have a lot of gold, and they have the right direction for their economy.
So in other words, what you're saying is Europe is so fractioned, it's not going to move forward.
Well, Putin just put in a group of physical economists to carry out economic reforms. But the important thing is that politically and militarily and economically, you have four powers that could work together.
Oh, yeah.
That's what LaRouche identified. Now, if the four powers could overcome the legacy of suspicion and internal problems that are the legacy of the colonial system and the British interference, they would be an unstoppable force to bring the world out of the speculative bubble system into physical economy.
Well, you know,
that's what's important.
I think taking care of our newborn cod as a human race and fixing these things is an essential what Lyndon did before he died and your organization does now. And it's necessary because we're going to transition to become a galactic civilization. You talked about energy flux density many times. And we are going to terraform Mars. We're going to terraform Titan, the moon of Jupiter. We're going to spread it across the galaxy in the next 100 to 1,000 years. And the human race has to get our act together on Earth before we become an off-planet civilization. We are not going to survive if we just stay on Earth. We need to be able to move off-planet in order to start becoming a truly galactic civilization. Donald Trump did the good thing by starting up Space Force, which, by the way, I was a Space Force doctor 26 years ago. And you have to understand, he formalized it, and he got his budget passed over Christmas, and he signed it just last week. And that means on the week of the 27th, the apocalypse, or the unveiling of what man's destiny is we're, like Star Trek and Starfleet Command, the symbols of the of Space Force is identical to Starfleet Command symbol. We need to start thinking in terms of not the snow globe of Earth, a flat Earth people, flat brain people. We just have to realize that unless we go out into space, we aren't going to survive even on Earth, are we?
Well, and this is something that the U.S. can do because the other countries I mentioned, India, Russia, and China, all have very compatible space programs with ours. And so I think what people should focus on is the idea of putting pressure on the Congress and wherever the opportunity arises on the administration to proceed with this four-power summit that would alone represent the greatest potential to break the power of the oligarchs who are currently keeping us in wars and poverty.
By the way, this agreement you're talking about.
They can go to my website. They can go to LaRouchePact.com and read about this. I do an interview every week with Helga Zepp LaRouche, which people can watch on YouTube. She discusses this. So there's plenty of material for people to find on this.
The other thing is, I think if they go to LaRouchePact.com, LaRouchePUB.com, they're going to realize there's wisdom out there that as we join these organizations, we run the positive effect that anything wrong in each of our individual economies will start to be purged. So in other words, if there's something wrong in the West or in China or in any other country, those abnormalities will be purged by the relationship that we have with other countries, won't they?
Well, cooperation is the only way we're going to survive, and I think that's something that people really have to think about before they allow themselves to be manipulated into this us or them mentality.
Or the idea of war, for example. We need to start realizing, number one, war is obsolete. We don't have a true defense of Earth strategy, which means we have to defend our power grid, our economics, the danger of a coronal mass ejection or a collapse of Betelgeuse causing a crustal slip of the Earth. We have technology. I know a technology that will actually stop earthquakes. You set up a telluric frequency across fault lines, and you have microquakes every day rather than a megaquake every century or five centuries. The problem is, you see, we need to start applying advanced science so we defend Earth and actually protect it against things that are coming, like the Apophis in April 2029, an asteroid three times the size of the one that wiped out the dinosaurs and ended the Mesozoic era starting the Cenozoic era. People need to start grasping that what's going on in our world is we need to start growing up and becoming much more adult to realize that war is obsolete. Nuclear, chemical, and biological warfare is obsolete. The human race needs to grow up and stop thinking and investing in things that are counterproductive and dangerous, aren't they?
Well, we have a future if we can seize it and take it away from the corrupt, evil bastards who control things. And you know, I think we've made some progress in the last 3 years, and we have to make sure that progress continues.
Well, the main thing I think is people like you, and I don't know if you've got direct contact with Trump, I've conceived a thing called the Samuel Council, and I made breakthrough in Christmas with my friend Dr. Bob Goldman. If I have a chance, I want to make sure I introduce you guys, LaRouche, directly to President Trump, because he needs to be able to make secure phone calls and video links directly to proper advisors like yourself so that he makes proper decisions. The people around Trump are often pulling him in directions that are not good. He's asked you to fire them. After a while, he realizes, hey, I don't want to have McMaster. I don't want to have John Lightning Bolt or Bolton. People don't realize a lot of the people that Trump has employed or brought around him or are still embedded there, even from the establishment from the Barack Obama era, these are bad people. These are uninformed people. These are dangerous people, aren't they?
They sure are.
So in that word, I think I want to thank you for the amazing information. Again, go to LaRouchePAC.com. You have any articles you want me to talk about today that you have posted up there at LaRouche PAC?
Well, I haven't posted my latest. I'll send it to you probably tomorrow after it's finished.
Yeah, well, what I'll do is I'll post up a link, hyperlink to it. But you go there, LaRouche, LaRouchePAC.com, and you can see it. We also, there's another website for your publications, LaRouchePUB.com. Thank you, Harley.
All right, next week.
Another amazing show. Thank you for your wisdom and the bravery to tell the truth.
Okay, see you next week.
Take care.